You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Converted from a gramophone, or phonograph, or vinyl, if you will, otherwise known as an analog sound storage medium in the form of a flat polyvinyl chloride with an inscribed modulated spinal groove. That was the great Dorsey Brothers from the LP called Spotlight on the Dorsey Brothers with the 1962 song called Solitude in pure digital format. This group included the brothers Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, and they started recording under their name in 1928 with a series of studio recordings for the OK label. They were strictly a studio group making music for records. And speaking of that vinyl, this hour of Neon Jazz is going to feature a host of vinyl albums that we got our hands on around here, converted to digital for your listening pleasure. Nothing will ever duplicate that warm velvet sound, but we make a point on this show that especially during the jazz age, there were so many cool albums being produced that never made it to either digital or the CD realm. And the artwork on those early albums were some of the best ever pressed. The phonograph disc record was the primary medium used for music reproduction until the late 20th century. And now it's going full circle and making a huge comeback. So with that, let's spin on with this themed hour of vinyl jazz. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has a rich catalog of jazz vinyl in its blood, namely at the Jazz Hall of Fame at 18 and Vine, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to spin you what we dig the most, jazz. One of the kings of vinyl is next on the show. Here's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with the song Tijuana Taxi, circa 1965, and did he ever go places with five number one albums over his career.
Thank you.
That was Bill Black's combo with the 1960 tune Smokey off his album called Saxy Jazz. The Tennessee native was one of the pioneers of rockabilly music and the bassist in Elvis Presley's early trio, along with being the leader of his own jazzy combo. So on with the vinyl history, here we go. The Phono Autograph, patented by Leon Scott in 1857, recorded sound waves as tracings on sheets of paper for visual analysis and without any idea of playing them back. Little did they know that that would be the method by which the vinyl record would be pressed and based on these earliest recordings of visual sound. Let's move on into another vinyl pressing by a champ of the bebop idiom and the record industry for decades. Here's John Coltrane with the 1960 LP. Coltrane plays the blues with the tune Mr. Sims. Thank you.
am Chuck Haddix, and I always wake up Saturday mornings with Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz.
This is someone you will see all over the secondhand shops looking for old vinyl. Mr. Burt Camford with his Reliable Orchestra with the 1965 song Moon Over Naples off the LP The Magic of Faraway Places. And speaking of that magic, in 1877, Thomas Edison invented the phonograph. Unlike the phonoautograph, it was capable of both recording and reproducing sound. While similar in the name to the phonoautograph, there is no evidence that Edison's phonograph was based on Scott's invention. Edison first tried recording sound on wax impregnated paper tape with the idea of creating a telephone repeater analogous to the telegraph repeater he had been working on. From there, the music followed. Here's a voice we have not heard for some time on the show. Miss Anita O'Day with the 1957 song Wonderful off the album Anita Sings the Most.
It's wonderful, it's marvelous, you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I long to see. You've made my life so glamorous, can't blame me for feeling amorous. It's wonderful, it's marvelous, that you should care for me. Anytime will do, the way you wag your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. Ooh, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I always, always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your name, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. It's wonderful, it's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awful nice, very nice, what I long to see. You made my life so glamorous. Can't blame me for feeling amorous of you. It's wonderful, it's marvelous. That you should care for, that you should care for, that you should care for me.
Hi everybody, this is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Man, those guys always know how to throw down that jazz. That was the Three Sons, the very popular 40s and 50s group formed by brothers Al Nevins on guitar, Morty Nevins on accordion, and their cousin, a vaudevillian veteran, Artie Dunn, on vocals and electric organ. onward with our vinyl retrospective hour here. RCA Victor released the first readily available consumer LP in 1930, but the company's timing was poor. The Great Depression caused potential customers to be wary of spending money on what they deemed an unreliable or a suspect new technology. But that vinyl did stick around. Here's the luckiest cat with the blue eyes in the jazz universe. The chairman of the board, Old Sinatra. Frank Sinatra sings Cole Porter. Here's Night and Day, released back in 1996.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you, neath the moon or under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. Day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you. Day and night, night and day. Sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, baby, where you are, I think of you. Day and night, night and day. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Day and night, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an old inside of me, and its torment won't be true till you let me spend life making love to you day and night, night and day.
Got some more neon jazz.
Do it.
Thank you.
That was the most famous music man of late night, jazz trumpeter Carl Hilding Doc Severinsen, with the 1967 song Canadian Sunset off his album The New Sound of Today's Big Band, and was it ever at the time. Doc is known for leading the NBC Orchestra on The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, for 30 years from 1962 to 92. Here's another vinyl fact for you. While clear and colored vinyl are extremely collectible and desirable amongst fans, the truth is that there is a sonic difference between them. Clear and colored discs usually attain more pops and cracks or surface noise over time than the standard black vinyl records. Man, I do love that ambient sting of time on the vinyl. Here's a man that knew how to lay it down on vinyl, Mr. Maynard Ferguson, with the 1970 album MF Horn. Here's the tune, Eli's Comin'.
Hubert Laws, and I invite you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Another cat very cluttered in the dime store vinyl section. Jazz band leader and trumpeter Les Helgard with his orchestra with the 1960 song Frim Fram Sauce off the album Easy Going Swing. What a name there. As we swing through our vinyl catalog here, here's a couple noteworthy facts. A cat named Paul Mawinney is believed to have possessed the largest record collection in the world, featuring 1.5 million pieces. And with that, he was in the right business. Vinyl is surging again, and a banner year for vinyl in 2011, Neil SoundScan reported that LP sales reached the 3.9 million mark in 2011, and each year it gets better. Last year in 2013, there was a 32% increase in the purchase of vinyl albums. On the keys and soon to be in your brain, here's the great Thelonious Fear Monk, who sounds perfect on the warmth of vinyl with his 1956 song, Panonika, off his Brilliant Corners LP.
Thank you.
Again, that was the great bebop enigma known as Thelonious Sphere Monk with the 1956 standard Panonica. And that signals our slow dip towards the end of this vinyl episode of Neon Jazz. Doing the honors of taking us out is British jazz pianist Sir George Shearing with the 1966 song That Fresh Feeling off the LP The Continental. And hopefully you got that fresh feeling from this hour of jazz. And for those of you privy to some good vinyl trivia out there, check this out. In 2009, a rare acetate from 1966 by the Velvet Underground fetched $25,000. It was the only copy. So, on a closing note, if you ever have the chance, visit the Kansas City Jazz Hall of Fame and check out their collection of vinyl art. It's some of the coolest stuff you'll ever lay your eyes on. And with that, we're going to spin on out of here. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man as cool as vinyl, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you just heard? Let us know. Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Harmonic High Fidelity Sound.
Neon Jazz.